This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to The Rainbow Report. News and current affairs for the Rainbow community.
This is Doug Pollard bringing it to you with Gregory Storer and Brent Allen this evening. Self-styled Christian warrior Peter Maddon seems to have thought he could drive a truck emblazoned with anti-gay slogans all the way from Sydney to Brisbane and no one would object. Well, when he hit Lismore, he found quite a few people who did. And one of them is Virginia. She joins us on the line now to tell us what happened. Good evening, Virginia.
Hi there.
So tell us, how did you find out that the truck was coming your way?
Well, it was pretty hard to miss, really. It was emblazoned all over the social media networks, and not so much on Twitter, but definitely on Facebook. I think that was the first place I actually saw the photo of the truck, and then, you know, I had a look at his other sites, Stand for Marriage and PeterMaddon.com, and all the stuff written by a sensible man, and then started to try to track the truck up the coast.
Right.
Which was actually quite hard, and I was so surprised.
But you did find it in the end.
Parked
outside Hungry Jack's.
At Hungry Jack's, it was an interesting thing, because I knew it must have been close, and you know, we all knew it must have been close. There's no way something like that could go through Lismore, you know, without anybody taking any notice. You know, there's a queer on every corner. You know, this is queer town.
And it only takes somebody with a phone with a camera in it, or a camera with them, or whatever, and there it goes. It's up on Facebook in no time.
Absolutely. And this community is a really strongly networked community. It's a very grassroots community. You know, there's something I think that's akin to a jungle drum or something that happens here. You know, the whole community knows if something like this happens,
what
groundswell.
So what happened? You were tracking it. It turned up on Facebook.
Yeah,
did people start sort of SMSing each other and phoning each other?
Lots of chat, lots of phone trees, lots of Facebooking, lots and lots of networked communications. We had tried to find out exactly where it was, but it was hard. We made a phone call to the mobile number for a sensible man who is supposed to be a bisexual man who supports Peter Maddon's cause, very close to Peter Maddon himself. We got onto Peter Maddon himself.
Hi, tell us where your truck is. We want to come and glitter bomb it.
The person who was talking to him was trying to sound Christian. I don't know.
I'm not quite sure how you do that, but anyway.
No, exactly. We didn't know either, but I think that he sounded gay instead. And so he gave us some misinformation about when he was going to be in town.
Right.
And and in fact, you know, sailed through casino and ended up in Lismore in the middle of the night when I'd gone home and gone to bed and, you know, thought, okay, I'll get up and continue this in the morning. And then suddenly, you know, like everybody's phones were going off and there were sightings of the truck and, you know.
It's all very cloak and dagger. It sounds like fun.
Well, not very cloak and dagger, I have to say. It was like, because it happened so suddenly, it was St. Pat's Day. Everyone was out on the streets. There were people. You could see the truck, you know, just wandering around. He parked in the queer quarter. Well, you know, all of Lismore is queer, but, you know, he parked in a place in Lismore where lots of, you know, gays live. And
which, of course, he wouldn't know about.
Yeah, so just wandering by, you could see the truck. So by the time I got into town and saw the truck, people had, you know, already clearly noticed the truck and decided to take matters into their own hands, you know, in various small groups, you know, under the cover of dark. And
yes, I saw a few, photographs of one thing and another, some of which I was asked to take down because they were showing illegal activity. Anyway, Gregory, you want to come
in
here?
Were you there when Peter Madden arrived to see the truck?
Yes, I was. There was a bit of a vigil sitting with the truck all night, and one of our local treasures, Fairy Princess Amber, stayed with the truck all night, and in the morning she called for a bit of support, and we called around the community to create a blockade.
And someone chained themselves to the truck, didn't they?
What's that?
A couple of people chained themselves to the truck, didn't they?
They did. They did. That was Amber and another community member, Troy.
Mm-hmm.
And, so Peter Madden arrived at about 7:30 a.m. No idea that anything had gone on. Looked like he'd had a good night's sleep. But jaw dropped a bit when he saw the truck, and we gave him a beautiful Lismore welcome and said, "Welcome to Lismore, Peter."
Now, there's been a certain amount of criticism from some people saying that, you know, you didn't need to vandalise the truck. Why, you know, this is not going to do our cause any good. How do you answer those people?
Well, in terms of what I was saying before about the community having a lot of networked communications happening, there was a lot of communication about any action being non-violent, and any acts that anyone were to visit upon the truck were to be there was to be no damage to personal property.
Yeah.
So those were the general understandings of the networked communications that were going on around the community. And in general, I feel that was entirely honoured. Anything that I am aware of...
Because it does look, from the latest pictures I've seen, as though he managed to clean everything off, pretty well, almost everything off, fairly easily.
Yes.
So, I mean, it wasn't as if there was any permanent damage done of any kind.
Oh, no, not at all. Honestly,
a lot of party string, a lot of glitter, a lot of...
Yes, it looked like a very wrong wedding cake, I have to say. a confection, if you like. It was... there was lots of water-based glues and streamers, coloured water-based glues, glitter. I don't know why nobody thought of silly string, but anyway.
It's not too late. Give chase.
It looked kind of... amazing and messy, but you know, really, you know, there was no malicious damage and there was no property damage, so I mean, and you know, honestly, vandalism is a very, very strong term for, you know, what was actually done. And
would you say it was really more like a sort of end of term mess up day?
Yeah, I would say. Actually, I would say that it was enhanced.
And the local police, how were they with this?
They were fantastic, I have to say. I know they wouldn't ever come out and say they were sympathetic to our cause, but what I can say is that they carried out their job with a great deal of respect for our civil rights, in terms of our right to peaceful protest, and were very generous and kind with us. Nobody was spoken to with disrespect, and we did not speak to the police with disrespect. They just informed us of our rights and allowed us to carry on with our blockade. And our intention was to keep the truck there as long as possible, hence the chaining to the truck of the two people. Yeah.
Well, you also got a statement of support from your local mayor as well, which I thought was very good.
We did. That was awesome. She is awesome. I mean, everybody loves Jenny Dowell. She's amazing. She's a fantastic speaker. She's very well informed. She's very supportive of the GLBTIQ community. She also is very outspoken about the value we add to society. And, you know, that's unusual, you know, yeah, for a local mayor.
I got in touch with her early on today. I had a quick chat with her.
Yes.
Unfortunately, she has a meeting tonight, so she couldn't be on the program, but she did. But she did want to send a message of support and to say that, you know, she did not approve of this sort of thing going on.
Yep.
So
yep.
She just apologises that she can't be with us this evening in person, which, again, was very sweet of her, I thought.
Yes, no, she is amazing.
I've also received word in the course of today that Peter Madden does not have permission to use those photographs and images that he has on that truck. And in fact, we've tracked down the photographer.
Yes.
He has said he does not want them used on that truck, and he is looking at taking legal action to put a stop to the use of those pictures, yes, on that truck. So we might actually see that truck off the road sometime soon.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm very glad that that our actions have ended up in there being a moving forward for these issues in a way that's useful. And that, you know, they've entered into some kind of legal channels, because it's not just that guy, the photographer. You know, the Anti-Discrimination Board have come out and said that they clearly believe that the images make a link, if not explicit, then at the very least implicit, between homosexuality and paedophilia, which was my main concern with the truck.
Mm. He certainly, Peter Madden certainly tried to make it sound like there was no intention on his part to make that connection.
I think that anybody that's involved in the business of communications and advertising and political sloganeering, campaigning, has to be at least aware of the 101 of media communications. Yeah. And the subtext of imagery.
Yeah. I mean, he clearly wants to try and make that connection without, you know, without making it, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
He truly wants to drop the hint in that direction.
Yes, there was a lot of argument about that. In fact, the majority of the argument was about that particular image and the link that it drew between homosexuality and paedophilia, and hence, you know, the charges of vilification.
Yeah, well, he says on his own website he's using that because he thinks that's the easiest way to whip up some emotion and get people against us. So he makes that very plain on his website. Virginia, we're going to have to leave it there because we're running, yes, out of time. Thank you for your work. And thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you very much for your time.
You're more than welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Rainbow Report.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.